Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, July 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. State Roundup. What's next for W. Maryland after FEMA gut punch? DJS says youth assaults against staff soared. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is calling FEMA's decision to deny federal emergency aid to Western Maryland areas hit hard by flooding in May petty, partisan, and punishing. State, federal, and local officials are discussing next steps after the denial. Meanwhile, youth assaults against Department of Juvenile Services employees have soared by 71% over the past 5 years. The agency reported over 700 incidents in that period. Additionally, Maryland electricity users could face up to a 5% increase in costs next summer, except for Baltimore Gas and Electric Co. customers, who may see a decrease in bills. The state is looking to batteries to help with electricity demand, but has faced challenges in getting projects off the ground. Stay tuned for more updates on these developing stories.
Maryland gerrymandering again. Maryland is considering automatic redistricting legislation in response to other states engaging in out-of-cycle redrawing of congressional districts. This comes after President Trump urged Texas to redraw its map, sparking similar proposals in California, Ohio, Florida, and other states. The Princeton gerrymandering project has graded states on fairness, with Maryland receiving a B. Delegate David H. Moon is advocating for independent redistricting and potentially redrawing Maryland's first congressional district to favor Democrats. This could involve shifting counties and including downtown Annapolis. If successful, Maryland's grade could drop to a D. President Trump's support for gerrymandering surpasses that of President Obama, who ignored redistricting reform in 2009. Stay tuned for potential changes in Maryland's congressional map.
Chasen cause, collapse. Lavish executive pay $39.5 debt and questions over missing jet amid bankruptcy. Chasen Companies, facing bankruptcy, paid founder Brandon Chasen over $21,000 biweekly and top executives up to $9,600 weekly. Bankruptcy filings show $39.5 million in debt and no assets, with revenue dropping from $77 million to zero. Creditors are suspicious of a $5 million jet transfer to a privacy trust in March 2025. Legal pressure mounts as Chasen Construction faces involuntary bankruptcy and creditor demands to hold Brandon Chasen personally liable for nearly $30 million. Abandoned projects and public scrutiny surround the collapse, with a creditor meeting in August to probe financial misconduct and executive pay.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.